Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston is believed to remain a top contender after the first vote among Catholic cardinals who are choosing their next pope. The papal conclave will resume tomorrow. Black smoke from the Sistine Chapel this afternoon indicates no one received the two-thirds votes necessary on the first ballot today. One keen observer on the outside looking in is a graduate of Harvard University who runs a magazine devoted to Vatican news. Reporter R.D. Saul spoke to Robert Moynihan about the papal candidacy of Cardinal O'Malley.
Benedict had been pope for nearly 8 years. He stepped down, and he left the church in a completely unprecedented situation.
That's Robert Moynihan, founder and editor-in-chief of Inside the Vatican magazine. The Harvard grad is watching closely as the cardinals begin the balloting that will give the church a new supreme pontiff.
They're trying to assess what type of man could fill the shoes of Pope Benedict, what things he could do better, and they're trying to assess what the challenges are that the church faces around the world and what type of man could meet those challenges.
Outside the conclave, the 24-hour news cycle is fed by thousands of journalists reporting every word, every hint, every rumor.
And it drips down and drips down into a few central points. Will the new pope be a reformer? Will he change church teaching? Will he astonish us with a departure from Benedict's so-called conservatism? And this type of continual media observation is a certain pressure on the cardinals.
Cardinal O'Malley of Boston. Boomlet or real deal?
I'm going to say it's a real deal. You would be surprised here in Rome to hear how the Italians describe him. They say super, incredible. To have a man like that, they're used to clerics and prelates. O'Malley is so simple. They look at him and they look at the sandals that he wears and they think this would be incredible if this simple man were chosen to be the successor of Peter. I think for that reason that it's not to be excluded. I would say that it's still not likely.
Cardinal O'Malley and the rest of the electors get down to the business of balloting. Moynihan's prediction?
If they don't coalesce around a single candidate, there could be a number of votes as they try to discern which of five or six candidates can gather consensus. That could draw it out several days. But most likely we should have a candidate in about 3 days' time.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm R.D. Saul in Rome.